Welcome to the Effortless English Show with the world's number one English teacher, A.J. Hoag, where A.J.'s more than 40 million students worldwide finally learn English once and for all, without the boring textbooks, classrooms, and grammar drills. Here's A.J. with a quick piece to help you learn to speak fluent English effortlessly.
Hello, this is A.J., and welcome to the Effortless English Show. The importance of English. That's our topic today, the importance of English. You know that English is important. Of course you know English is important. But let's think about this a little more. Why English is so important for your life. You know, I think people get distracted. They forget sometimes. Especially younger people, younger students. They're forced to learn English, usually. You know, they're pushed to do it by parents, by the school system. And after several years in the schools with all the textbooks and grades and grammar rules, it's easy to forget the reason or reasons for learning English. That outside of school, there are very, very powerful, strong reasons to master English. Speaking, listening, and yes, even reading and writing. Real world reasons. So this is the problem in school. They don't connect the English to the real world. And so people get bored with English. They start to hate English because the English in the schools is so terrible. And the methods are so terrible. And the results are so terrible. So the students, they get bored with English, they get tired of English, they start to hate English, they forget why they're even learning English, they forget why they're doing it. So let's talk about it. How will English improve your life? That's what you should focus on. Now, there are a few people out there. They're not the majority. Kind of a small group, but they are out there. A small group of people who just love learning languages. They just love languages. They enjoy the process of learning languages. It's a hobby for them. People like Steve Kaufman over at Link. He's one of those people. He just likes learning languages. He enjoys the process. I'm not one of those people. I don't enjoy the process. I find it usually quite painful and boring. And most people are like me, I find. Most people are like me. They are learning English for a reason. They need a real world benefit or benefits. They're not just doing it for fun. Now, I try to make learning English enjoyable and interesting for you, of course. In Effortless English, that's an important part of our system. But still, you are probably learning English for a reason. You have real-world goals, real-world benefits that you want, and English will help you with those goals, with those benefits, with those dreams. English is a tool for you. And that's fine. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. What are some of the common things that you want? Some of the common reasons, very important reasons for learning English. Well, number one, money. Show me the money. Show me the money. Show me the money. That's right. Money. It's true. In many jobs and many careers, you can make more money when you speak English fluently. When you speak English very well, new job opportunities open for you. Higher level jobs can open for you. And, you know, connected to more money is also just better jobs. Better meaning more enjoyable, more interesting. So even if the pay is the same, the money is the same, you know, one job might be horrible and boring and terrible, and another job, same money, but it's interesting. You're talking to international customers, for example. You get to travel to other countries, for example, in some jobs when you speak English fluently. So more money and better jobs. They're closely connected. Often you get both. You get more money and a more enjoyable job. So money, 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 money and jobs, of course. This is a big, big reason. This is why a lot of parents push their children to speak English well, why they push their children to master English, because they know that if their child masters English, speaks English fluently, they will have more job and career opportunities. The potential to make more money. There's no guarantee in life. Nothing is 100% certain, but fluent English will open more jobs, more opportunities for more money. For sure. For sure. So that's a big one. Money's important in life. It's true. We all know that. What other reason or reasons are there for learning English that are important? Well, travel's a big one also. Travel, travel, travel. That's huge. You know, we all love travel now. We live in a time where it's quite easy to travel internationally. Probably the easiest time ever in history to visit different countries. Anywhere in the world, you can go to any continent, South America, North America, Africa, Europe, Asia, doesn't matter. And if you have a decent job, most people can afford it. You can pay for it. It's much cheaper than ever before in the past. And so lots and lots of people enjoy traveling. I do. I enjoy traveling. I love traveling internationally. When you visit other countries and other cultures, it gives you a different view of your own. Right? When you grow up, when you're young, you're only in your country. So everything in your country seems normal, and probably you think, well, it's the best way. But then you visit other countries and you realize, on one hand, you come back and you realize some things in your country maybe not as good. But also, you probably will appreciate your country more also. You'll see that, oh yeah, there are also things about your country that are great, that are fantastic, that are perhaps better than other countries. Or at least you like them more and appreciate them more. So it can also give you a deeper appreciation for what you value most about your own culture and your own country. So travel's good for that. Travel's also just good for creativity. It opens your mind to new ideas, new experiences, new learning. And it's just fun. It's fun, right? So as we know, though, English is the language of travel and tourism. English. I have benefited from this a lot in my life. Excuse me. You see, everywhere in the world where there is tourism, people speak English. I have been to over, I think it's 35 countries, something like that, in my life so far. And I have used English in every country I visited. Now, sometimes if I visit smaller places, less touristy places, sometimes it's just a very, very simple, simple, easy English that I use in hotels or to get a train or a bus or a plane. But still, everywhere in the world, it's the international language of travel. Right? So we know English is the international language of business and money. It's also the international language of travel. If you want to travel anywhere that does not speak your language, English is the best language to have. Now, of course, if you go to Spain, well, Spanish would be the best language. But what if you travel a lot, if you visit a lot of countries? Well, most of us cannot learn 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 12 languages, or don't want to. So which language is the most efficient, right? Which language will help you travel to the most countries using just one language? It's English, of course. It's English. Even, you know, all through Europe, Europeans, they speak English to each other. When an Italian talks to a German for business or even travel, they'll often speak English. When I traveled in, even in big cities in Spain, I would try to speak some Spanish, and often the Spanish person would just speak English to me because their English was much better than my Spanish. So even I was trying to speak the local language, but they would still speak English to me. And that happened to me in Italy a lot too. I don't speak really Italian, but when I was in Rome, everybody would speak English. As soon as they realize you're not a local person, they speak English to you. So travel. And related to that, if you want to have international friends, a lot of people want to make friends from different countries. It's also enjoyable. Helps you learn about different countries and cultures. You can do that online, or you can do that by visiting other countries or by helping tourists who visit you, your country, that come from other places. And again, English is the most useful language for having lots of international friends. Finally, there is the very important purpose or reason, influence. International influence. What is influence? Influence is your ability, your power to affect other people, to persuade other people, to get other people to take actions, for example, to change their way of thinking, to help you, to join you in doing something. Influence. See, influence is the key to big success in life, certainly in business and money and jobs and career, but also in other social areas. Learning, teaching, all of these things depend on influence. Also, diplomacy, government, influence. It's about influence. The more influence you have, the more you can affect other people, the more power and success and money and everything will come to you in life, usually. English gives you international influence. International influence. Let's think of an example. Imagine a Vietnamese person. We have a Vietnamese person. Maybe they're a business person. They have their own business. And this Vietnamese person wants to have more influence, right? Affect more people, sell to more people for their business, for example. Let's imagine two versions of this person. The first version of this Vietnamese person only speaks Vietnamese, Vietnamese only. The second version, the second person, speaks fluent English also. Which one will have more influence internationally? Of course, the English speaker. The Vietnamese-only speaker will only have influence in Vietnam. Only people who understand Vietnamese will understand this person. They will not be able to connect with anyone else in the world. Only Vietnamese. The English speaker will still be able to connect with the Vietnamese using his or her own language, but also will have international influence, can reach an international market for their business. The whole world opens up for the English speaker. Much more potential for influence. That's powerful. That's powerful for jobs, for careers, for money, for travel, for friendship, teaching, learning, all of this. It's the same for scientists, science, or teachers, or other academics even. You can have influence just within your own country and own language, but if you want international influence in your field, maybe let's say you're a chemist, you're a chemistry professor. Well, if you want your work and your experiments and your theories and ideas to reach the whole world, international influence, you need English. Then you can go to international conferences and speak to chemists from countries all over the world. You can write papers in English about your experiments and ideas. You can spread your work to the whole world if you master English. And this is true in any field, whether you're a teacher, a physicist, an engineer, a business person, a writer, doesn't matter. English gives you that international influence. It's so, so powerful. And I'm lucky. I know I'm lucky. You know, I'm lucky because I was born in the United States as a native speaker. So I automatically had English from childhood, and that has given me international influence, and it has helped me with international travel and making international friends and all of these things. You know, that's life, though. That's just the world we live in because of, well, for a few historical reasons, the British Empire followed by, you know, American dominance internationally made English into the world language, the international language. So none of us chose that. It was not our decision. It happened because of history, but that's the world we are in. So you cannot fight this. It's reality. We must accept reality and adapt. Use reality for ourselves. So that's the importance of English. I know you know this already, but you should think about it more to help your motivation. Remind yourself again and again, every day, every week, why you're doing it. You know, connect English to bigger life goals. See, some people, they get too focused just on English and they forget the life goals. Just English, I don't know, for me it's kind of boring. Just vocabulary words and pronunciation and fluency. That's okay, but unless you're a linguist, it's probably kind of boring. But if you think of using English, using it in your life for these different reasons, well, then it becomes much more exciting and interesting. So don't forget, don't focus too much on the vocabulary and the language. Remember to focus on the big goals you have for English. How will you use it in the world to make your life better? Make your life better. Let's go to Twitter. Twitter questions. Twitter question time. It's Twitter question time. Okay, here we go. A couple questions. Speaking of Vietnamese, we have a Vietnamese person on Twitter, Vo Long, asking me two questions. They're connected. Two different tweets. My Twitter is AJ Hoag, AJHOGE, twitter.com/ AJ Hoag. Get a Twitter account. It's free. Then you can ask me questions. Okay. Volong asked me, number one, why did you create a VidMe account? I think YouTube is okay. Why VidMe? And the second question is, how can I join gab.ai? Okay. Let me explain. What is this? What is VidMe? What is Gab? VidMe is like YouTube, but it's a different company. And I created a channel on VidMe. It's vid.me. That's the website. vid.me. Me. Vid.me. And my account is also my name, AJ Hoag, AJHOGE. vid.me/AJHoag. Why did I create a VidMe account? I already have a YouTube account. Well, it's because of censorship. Google owns YouTube, and Google is an evil, terrible company. And they are starting to censor free speech, block free speech. They're trying to silence people. They're blocking videos a lot now. Google's trying to push a kind of leftist Marxist politics, and they're trying to silence people who are against that. And that makes me very angry. I do not like it. It's against free speech. It's against really the American First Amendment and freedom of speech. And I believe that soon, probably in the next year or two, that YouTube censorship will become so bad that I will probably have to leave YouTube. It's possible. I will need to leave YouTube. So I want a backup. I want a backup. I want an alternative so that we don't lose all my videos, so that you can still follow me and get new videos from me. And that's why I'm doing VidMe. So you should follow me on VidMe also. If YouTube blocks me or puts my channel on restricted mode or something like that, then you can go to VidMe and get my videos. I will add all my new videos to VidMe also, to my channel. So that's vid.me/AJ Hoag. Follow me there. Gab.ai, it's a similar situation. Twitter is also doing a lot of censorship. In fact, Twitter's much worse. Twitter's already banning lots of people, thousands of people. They're blocking free speech. Twitter is an anti-free speech company. I do not like their company at all. It's getting worse and worse, so I am moving over to Gab. Gab.ai. Gab.ai. They are the Twitter replacement, the free speech replacement. They're a new company, so they're not open 100% yet. Not yet. They have a waiting list, so that's the problem. That's why I am still using Twitter, because Gab is not open completely yet. But they will be. When Gab opens, when their waiting list is finished, gone, when anyone can join immediately, I will move to gab.ai, and I'll probably stop Twitter. My account on Gab is verified. It's my name also, AJ Hoag, same account name. So it's Gab, G-A-B dot A-I, gab.ai/AJHOGE, AJ Hoag. You can join. They'll put you on a waiting list. You'll get an email when you can join. It usually takes a few days. So you can try registering for gab.ai. Get an account, because I will be moving there probably, probably later this year. Okay, other Twitter questions or comments? Let's see. Well, some people asking me, making lots of comments. Amazing. Aya Maria, and I cannot pronounce your last name, Maria. It's a Russian name, Zodorovetskaya. Zodorovetskaya? Maria Zodorovetskaya. Sorry. I'm sorry for my Russian pronunciation. Anyway, she took a picture of Cafe Puccini. She is visiting San Francisco, where I used to live. And in my original course, I have a lesson about Cafe Puccini. Cafe Puccini is a coffee shop in the old Italian section of San Francisco. I used to go there and do work. In the beginning years of Effortless English, I would go to Cafe Puccini and I would plan my lessons. It's a cool little coffee shop run by an Italian family. So thanks for sharing the Cafe Puccini picture, Maria. Thank you very much. Get my Power English program for fluency. Add the pronunciation course for a perfect American accent. It's a great combination. Power English and the pronunciation course. Get them both at effortlessenglishclub.com. Effortlessenglishclub.com. One more little bit of Effortless English news. We're still doing this EE Strong challenge. It's Effortless English Strong. So this is our fitness challenge. And it's, Kaula from Turkey's doing it. Mehdi from Iran is doing it. Max from Italy is doing it. I'm doing it. Maybe some other people. And we're trying to get strong. We're doing strength exercises, body weight strength exercises. So push-ups and pull-ups and other exercises also. So what we're going to do is July 4th, American Independence Day. July 4th, we will make a video of ourselves doing push-ups and pull-ups to count how many we can do. How many push-ups in 2 minutes? That's the first one. And then how many pull-ups without letting go of the bar? So we'll do little selfie videos, and we're all trying to improve so we can do more push-ups and more pull-ups at one time. As part of that, Max just introduced me to a cool thing called the Superhero Workout. The Superhero Workout, it's from Homemade Muscle, homemademuscle.com. Homemade Muscle is run by a Greek guy. I can't remember his name. But anyway, his website is Homemade Muscle, homemademuscle.com. And he does only body weight exercises, so no, not like lifting weights. He's just doing push-ups, pull-ups, that kind of thing. And he's got a cool workout called the Superhero Workout. It's a 4-month program, quite tough, quite difficult, but it's designed to help you get stronger and add a lot of muscle in just 4 months. So Max joined it. He put a link on Facebook about it. So I read about it. I liked it, so I just joined it also. I'm starting my first superhero workout tomorrow. I'll give you some updates about it. Max will share his updates on Twitter also. So if you want to join us for the EE Strong Challenge, just use that hashtag. You know, the hashtag, that's where you use the number sign, right? The number sign looks like the tic-tac-toe sign. And then you put E-E strong all together, one word. Big E, big E, big S, strong, right? E-E strong. Put that in your Twitter message and that you send to me. And just tell me that you're joining the E-E strong challenge. Tell me how many push-ups you can do now in 2 minutes. Tell me how many pull-ups you can do now. And then in July, you can share your results. We're not really trying to compete with each other. We're not trying to beat each other. We're trying to see how much can we improve. So everybody can win this by improving. So let's all get strong together. Okay, that is the end of today's Effortless English Show. Thank you. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.